Hello, Husky Nation. Thank you for joining us for our second Money Talks podcast. My name is Hernan Cortez, and I will be your commentator today. Today, we're going to chat about the free application for federal student aid. Wow, that's a lot of words. The free application for federal student aid, but you know it as the FAFSA. And we're also going to talk about the institutional aid, affidavit, and application for undocumented students. These are the applications that students need to complete to be considered for financial aid. So to chat about this, we have two special guests today. They are my peers here in the Office of Student Financial Aid Services, and we're going to take a minute to introduce ourselves. I'm going to ask them to state their name, their title, the years in financial aid, and one unknown fact about themselves. And I'll start with myself. Obviously, you already know my name. It's Hernan Cortez, but I'm going to ask you to see if you can pronounce it in Spanish. Hernan Cortez. So for yous who want to try to roll the R's, give that a shot. Hernan Cortez. My title is Financial Aid Officer, and I have 8 years worth of financial aid experience. And one unknown fact about myself is that I've run 3 half marathons in the last 12 years or so. So that is me.
I did Surprise. Not know that.
Surprise, right?
Awesome.
So with that, I'm going to pass the baton over to Danielle, who can introduce herself.
Thank you very much. So my name is Danielle Rossetti. I am the Assistant Director of Financial Aid. I am the Overseer of Client Services, the Client Services Unit. So as far as financial aid experience, I have just a little over 6 years. And I think everyone in this room knows this fact about me, but you may not. I have a puppy. His name is Bo. I am clearly obsessed with him. He's almost a year old. He is a yellow lab, and I love him dearly. Yep. So I will hand it over to Udelka.
Thank you, Danielle. And I do know about Bo. He's such a cutie. So my name is Udelka Nunez Gonzalez. I'm a financial aid officer here in Storrs campus. I have about 13 years of financial aid experience, and a unknown fact, or maybe unknown, is about myself is that I'm trilingual. I speak Spanish, English, and Italian.
Wow. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, I know the alphabet.
Awesome. So we're going to get started first with the free application of federal student aid, again, also known as the FAFSA. So I'm going to ask Danielle some of these questions. And the first question I want to ask Danielle is, what are some of the key dates and processes our UConn students should consider at this time regarding the FAFSA?
All right. Thanks, Hernan. So first and foremost, the 2022-2023 FAFSA becomes available to all students beginning October 1st. That is this Friday, actually. Mm-hmm. The tax year 2020 will be utilized. So the prior tax year is used in order to increase the likelihood of tax filers completing their taxes and then also being able to utilize the IRS data retrieval tool, which brings me to my next important item. So information can be mapped from the completed tax return by utilizing the IRS data retrieval tool, or the DRT as us financial aid folks call it. Now keep in mind, this does not apply to all filing statuses. So students and families who filed as single, married filing jointly, and head of household will have the ability to use this tool. However, a status like married filing separately, those folks will be unable to utilize the IRS data retrieval tool. And then just a friendly reminder that students want to make sure they input our federal school code, which is 001417. This will ensure that your application is sent to UConn for us to review. And then the on-time deadline for UConn is February 15th, and this is for maximum financial aid consideration. So keep in mind the February 15th deadline. You really want to get your application in by that date.
Awesome, Danielle. Thank you for that info. Also, how do students or families access the FAFSA?
Alrighty, so there are two ways. The first is the My Student Aid mobile app. This application is really great and easy to follow. You can download the application to a smartphone or a tablet. The other option is by going to studentaid.gov. Now, to access the FAFSA, or Free Application for Federal Student Aid, students, and in most cases a parent, will need to have an FSA ID. This will serve as the electronic signature on the application. We get a lot of questions about the FSA ID, so it's important to remember that both student and parent will create a separate ID. This is linked to each individual's personal information, so that includes your name, your date of birth, and your social security number. Then, once the FAFSA is submitted, students will be emailed a link to their student aid report, or we call it a SAR. This is where they can view their completed application and review any items that may have errors. Now, if the information needs to be changed, students can re-access the FAFSA and change the information. But again, it's important to remember that anytime you make a change, you need to make sure you are re-signing and submitting the FAFSA. And just a friendly reminder that the IRS data retrieval tool used, if you use that for your tax information, those items cannot be changed on the FAFSA.
Good info. Awesome. And what happens after a family completes and submits the FAFSA?
So once a family completes the FAFSA, the U.S. Department of Education will calculate what is known as an expected family contribution, or EFC. This figure is used to determine the financial aid eligibility that the students will have for the next year. Financial aid offers will be issued March 1st for our incoming students and will be included in their acceptance letter. And then our continuing students will receive their aid offers in April.
Very good, Danielle. Thank you for sharing this information with our listeners.
Anytime.
Thanks. So now we're going to chat with Udelka regarding the Institutional Aid Affidavit and Application for Undocumented Students. Udelka, let me start by asking you, who is eligible to complete these forms?
Sure, Hernan. Let me start by saying that we're very excited to offer this help to our undocumented student population. The main eligibility requirements are the students must be 30 years or younger as of June 5th, 2012. They were 16 years or younger when they first arrived in the United States. They must be Connecticut residents, and they must have obtained a Connecticut high school diploma with 2 years of attendance in Connecticut high school upon starting courses at a higher education institution. Also, I want to explain that for veterans, this is a little different. If they are veterans, they must have entered the U.S. when they were 15 years old or younger, and they must have been honorably discharged from the armed forces.
Okay, thank you for that information. And when can students and families complete the affidavit and institutional aid application, and how do they access it?
So just like the FAFSA form, this application becomes available as of October 1st for the upcoming academic year. The first step in the process is for the student to complete the affidavit, in which the student will answer the questions to determine their eligibility. If they're deemed eligible, then they will receive an email with the link to continue with the application section. The application is going to resemble the FAFSA. So the initial link to start this application can be found on our website, which is financialaid@ucon.edu/undocumentedstudents. Once you are on the website, you want to go under the first tab, titled Institutional Need-Based Financial Aid for Undocumented Students. You will see the link under this tab, and the student will log in using their UConn ID and password.
Hey, Udelka, so quick question. Can you briefly just explain to our listeners exactly what the affidavit is?
Oh, yes. I mean, an affidavit is just a legal document where the student will confirm their eligibility requirements. If the student meets the criteria, then they will be allowed to continue with the application process.
Yeah, very good.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Udelka, what type of aid will these students receive?
Yeah, so students will be considered for institutional aid in the form of university grants. So this is essentially money that comes from university funding. It does not come from federal or state. And their financial aid offers are usually issued in early April.
Okay. Are there any important deadlines or processes the students should be aware of?
Yes. Well, the institutional aid application needs to be completed by February 15th as well. So for the upcoming year, you want to make sure you get it done February 15, 2022. And we like to keep the deadlines just, you know, consistent with the FAFSA, so all our students, have that consistency.
Sure, definitely. Makes sense.
Makes it easier.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, any details about the undocumented student aid and the application process can be found on our website, financialaid@ucon.edu/undocumentedstudents.
Awesome. Udelka, thank you again for sharing that information. Thank you. you know, some to our listeners, you know, obviously it's important for you to know this information and completing the FAFSA and the institution application affidavit and application, for undocumented students. And it's very important for you to be aware of these deadlines, and you can start them now, October 1st, and then make sure you can submit them to us by February 15th. So anything else that are that you all want to share with our listeners?
Yes, I would like to make an announcement, which is very exciting. I would like to announce the Wilbur Cross Halloween Contest. Woohoo! This will be taking place Friday, October 29th from 10:30 to 12. So please, listeners, please come visit us and vote for the best office theme. Of course, you know financial aid is going to win.
We get competitive.
Yes,
sure.
We do. And for our listeners who are not familiar with our building, we are the building with the big gold dome on top, and we're the big building on top of the hill. So you really can't miss us. Please come visit us again Friday, October 29th from 10:30 to 12.
Yeah, that's always a fun event, definitely. So as always to our listeners, please, we welcome you to come visit us in our office. You can email us. You can give us a call. Our business hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. So please, you know, don't hesitate to ask us any questions. And also, just keep looking out for our next podcast, which I'm sure we're going to issue out in the next month or two. We're going to be talking about different topics, possibly topics like what are the different types of financial aid, like gift versus self-help aid, maybe federal work study versus student labor positions and awards, and maybe the different types of appeals that you may be eligible for to adjust or receive financial aid. So with that, I want to thank both Danielle and Yudelka for being here with us today. And I want to thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.